Masechet Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, the last Mishnah stated that a regular large town reads the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, and a kfar, the resident of a small village, is allowed to read it, special dispensation just for him, on the Yom HaKnisah, the Monday or Thursday preceding the 14th of Adar. This Mishnah will tell us what defines a large town and a village. Mishnah says, Ezohi Ir Gedolah, what's considered to be a large town? Kol Shiesh Ba'asara Batlanim, any town that has 10 men who are not working, who are stationed in the Beit HaKnesset, in the synagogue, that would be supported by the community in order so that they should always be around in case a minyan is needed in the synagogue in the Beit HaKnesset. Pahot Mikan Harezekfar, if there's less than 10 men who are supported by the community to be there for them, for their religious needs, it's considered to be a village. So it's not about how big the town is, it's about this detail. Do they have men supporting them in terms, do they have 10 people who are being supported by men of the community in order to do the religious services for the entire community? We learned earlier also in Mishnah Bet that when the date for reading Megillah falls out on a Shabbat, we read the Megillah before Shabbat, so we bring it in earlier. That is different than other mitzvot that collide, that coincide with Shabbat. Mishnah says, Be'elu amru makdimin ve'lo me'aharin, on those days that we just said that a person reads the Megillah that the rabbi stated, for those, we do the mitzvah earlier, we don't do it later. Again, instead of reading the Megillah on Shabbat, we read it before Shabbat, we never push it afterwards. Aval zman atze kohanim, but we're talking about the time for the wood offering of the kohanim, which we spoke about in Masechet Ta'anit, where you have certain families who brought wood for the Mizbeach every single year. They brought it back in the time of Ezra, and as a chesed that they did to the Beit HaMikdash, so Hashem gave them, the Nevi'im gave them the privilege of bringing it again every single year on that anniversary. If that anniversary fell out on Shabbat, they can't bring their Atzeh Kohanim. The Atzeh Kohanim also came with the Korban and Korbanot that are of the Yahid, of the individual, not allowed to be brought on Shabbat, only the Korban of the Sibur. So what do they do in that situation? We say they are allowed to bring it after Shabbat. The reason is, since their date didn't hit yet, the chiyuv is not there. The obligation is not there yet. So you can't bring it in earlier. Can't bring it in earlier than the time of the obligation. But once the obligation comes, you could bring it after the obligation settles in. So therefore, they would bring it after Shabbat. V'tisha be'av. Same thing with Tisha be'av. If Tisha be'av falls out on a Shabbat, on a Saturday, Friday night Saturday, a person would not have the Tisha be'av earlier than that, on the Thursday or the Friday. Rather, they would push it off and observe Tisha B'Av after Shabbat, because we have the klal, Akdume Pur'anuta la Makdiminan. We don't bring in a Pur'anut. We don't bring in a tragedy and observe it earlier. That would be, you know, something we're not looking forward to. We push it, we kick the can down the road, we celebrate it later. Hagigah, also the Hagigah offering. The Hagigah offering, the Shalmei Hagigah, every man has to bring one on the first day of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot. If he didn't bring it then, he has 6 days of Tashlumin to make it up. So if the first day fell out on Shabbat, when you're not allowed to bring again a Korban Yahid, he brings it on a Sunday instead. The Hakel, Hakel is the time, the year after the Shemitah, after the first day of Sukkot, everyone gathers to hear the king read from Sefer Devarim in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. If that night was a Friday night, was Shabbat, then Hakel was postponed until the next night, couldn't take place on Shabbat, because the mitzvah is every single member of the Jewish people, even children, come to Hakel, even if they're too young to walk, so they have to be carried. Can't carry a kid on Shabbat. It's forbidden to carry them through the Rishut HaRabim. So therefore, Hakel was postponed until the following night. And therefore, we say, Me'aharin ve'lo makdimin. And all of these, we do it at a later date, not on an earlier date. When a person wants to do all of these mitzvot, if they happen to fall out on Shabbat, we do it after Shabbat and not beforehand. When the Megillah is read on the 14th of Adar, the day of the reading has these laws connected to it as well. Afa pisha amru makdimin velo me'aharin. Even though the rabbis told us that we do the mitzvah of reading the Megillah earlier, and we don't do it at a later date, on these earlier days that we're allowed to read the Megillah, mutarin behesped u'ta'aniyot. We're allowed to, on those days, even though the Megillah is being read, we're allowed to deliver eulogies at funerals, and we're also allowed to fast. The regular day of Purim, you're not allowed to. They're permitted on these days because the day here is not really considered to be Purim. It's just a special dispensation that's given for a person to read the Megillah on those days. U'matanot le'evronim. Also, a person is allowed to perform a mitzvah of matanot le'evronim, gifts to the poor. One of the four mitzvot associated with Purim. It's connected to the Megillah reading. The poor expect to receive the matanot, the gifts, when the Megillah is being read. But when it comes to the se'uda, the meal that you have on Purim, and also the mishloach manot, the gifts, the food to a friend, those are not allowed to be done on an earlier day. The permission to read the Megillah is only on the Yom HaKenisah, when the people go into the bigger towns, when these people live in the villages, go into the market towns in order to do their shopping, or they're going in for the Beit Din purposes. So the Tanah is going to explain that's only if people actually are going in. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ematai, when does this permission apply to a kfar, to a village that they're allowed to read early? Mekom shenichnasin basheni ubahamishi. It only applies to a place where the residents of that village enter the town on a Monday or a Thursday. Aval mekom shenichnasin lo basheni velo bahamishi en korin ota ela bizmana. But in a place where the residents of that village do not enter the town on a Monday or a Thursday, they're not allowed to read the Megillah earlier on. Rather, they have to read it in its right time on the 14th of Adar. Masechet Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Karu ot haMegillah ba'Adar haRishon v'nitabera haShana, korin ota ba'Adar haSheni. If a person read the Megillah during the first Adar, and then Hachamim decided to add an additional month to the calendar, korin ota ba'Adar haSheni. A person has to reread the Megillah during the second Adar. The reason that Hachamim would decide to add a month to the calendar year is because there's some sort of imbalance between the lunar and the solar calendar. I'm not going to get into details of calendar now too much, but basically the solar calendar, which is when the Earth travels around the sun, happens every 365 days. The lunar calendar, which is really 12 rotations of the moon around the Earth to get to the closest amount of time to the solar calendar, which happens every 29 and a half days. So 12 rotations of 29 and a half days equals 354 days. So there's an 11-day catch-up that really Hachamim have to deal with in order to make sure that Pesach happens after the spring equinox. And that's really the Hayuv, as the Torah tells us in Parashat Re'eh, Shamor et Chodesh Ha'aviv ve'asita Pesach la'Adonai Elohecha. We have to observe and watch over the month of springtime to make sure to perform and offer our Pesach sacrifice to Hashem during that time. So if we keep on losing days, if we keep on going 11 days back, eventually we're going to be out of the spring, we're going to be before the spring equinox. So therefore, Hachamim have to eventually play catch up. And therefore, every few years, they would add in an additional month to make up for those 11 missing days, so that Pesach would happen after the equinox and wouldn't happen beforehand. Additionally, we know that on the second day of Pesach, they bring the Korban HaOmer, which is the barley harvest, which happens really from the barley harvest. So if the barley harvest wasn't ripe yet, if things weren't ready for them to do that Korban, they would also add a month to the calendar. So that's why we have this month being added over here. This all doesn't really apply in our set calendar that we have nowadays. Mishnah continues, En ben Adar HaRishon LaAdar HaSheni, Ela Mikra Megillah U'Matanot Le'Evyonim. There's no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar. Just in the second Adar, a person reads the Megillah, and he brings Matanot Le'Evyonim. Hachamim tell us that the other mitzvot, which are Mishloach Manot and the Se'uda, are also observed only during that second Adar. What it means is there's no difference between the two, is that even in the first Adar, on the day of Purim, Hesped and Ta'anit, it's prohibited for a person to eulogize and to fast on those days, even though we're not observing Purim with the standard mitzvot of that day, there's still some sort of inherent Kiddushah to them, some sort of simha that's associated automatically with that day.